What are we gonna do?
Road trip.
You bet. And summertime in Michigan means lots of different festivals to explore. Now, some like the National Asparagus Festival in Oceana County, they're pretty self-explanatory. Others, however, are just a little more quirky. And who doesn't like a little quirkiness in their summer festival? Take Sticky Buns Days, for instance, happening this weekend in Grayling at Wellington Farm USA. Howard Taylor is the general manager there. Howard, this is a 60-acre living history farm.
It's a 60-acre living history farm dedicated to the preservation of life as it was lived in a rural Midwestern farming community during the Great Depression, more specifically the year 1932.
And why focus on Depression-era farming?
I don't know. We just kind of stumbled onto that, and it looked like a neat thing to do because nobody else was doing it. And so 22 years ago, we decided that's what we're going to do, and we started out with one building and a sawmill, and now we're up to 26 buildings in here.
You know, and you're absolutely right. When you think of living history, we often think, 1700s, 1800s. So really interesting that you're focusing on 1932. So how does Sticky Buns Days, how does that fit into this focus in the Depression era?
Well, Sticky Buns Days started out as kind of a fluke. We were sitting around 22 years ago deciding, you know, maybe we ought to have a festival of some kind. And somebody said, well, let's make sticky buns. And so we said, okay, we're going to make sticky buns. And we call it Sticky Buns Day. And we've been doing it now every year for 22 years. And it's one of our biggest festivals.
And when you say make people, it, you really mean make it, right? I mean, you are starting from
really
the beginning.
We really mean make it. We mean the products to manufacture the sticky buns comes from right here on the farm. And we make them from scratch, and we bake them in the oven of a wood-fired cook stove in our summer kitchen.
Now, I have to ask you, when I think of sticky buns, am I thinking of something, you know, like a big cinnamon bun? I mean, describe it to us.
It's a cinnamon roll that has nuts in it and is covered with sticky stuff.
And it sounds good, but am I correct that people can't actually eat the sticky buns you're going to be making this weekend?
Well, let's put it this way. We cannot offer them for sale. We cannot encourage people to eat them, but what we do is we bake them, and they watch us make them. They watch us bake them. They smell them while they're baking in the oven. And then when we get them out of the oven and they're cooled down a little bit, we cut them into bite-sized pieces and set them on the table. And if people snitch them, there's nothing we can do about that.
It strikes me that you could probably get some folks who are seniors but who could say, you know, I kind of remembered this being, you know, my mom's farm or my grandma's farm. Do you get that kind?
Oh, we get lots of those.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, senior citizens love the place because, it's nostalgic for them. It takes them back to a time that they can remember. And we get lots and lots of comments on, oh, I remember my dad doing that, or, oh, we had one of those things on our farm, and we hear that all the time. But on the other side of the coin, we get younger people coming in, and they're actually astonished at how innovative and creative the people of the Great Depression were, because they had to be creative in order to exist.
That is so true. Give us an idea. What do you grow and what animals do you keep at Wellington Farm USA?
Oh, we keep a variety of animals, and they come and go. Right now we've got a llama, we've got some goats, we've got some sheep, we've got a pot-bellied pig, we got a few chickens, we've got a team of horses. And they're all in the livestock barn, and the kids can go in and see them, and they like that. But we grow all of the things that would have been typical on a typical 1932 small farm.
So you put this 60-acre living history farm to very, very good use, Howard.
Oh, yeah, we farm every bit of it. And, of course, we have about 15 to 20 acres of forested area also. So we have some really neat nature trails that people can walk. One of the comments that we get a lot of is, man, it's so peaceful out here. And it is. It's peaceful and quiet, and the serenity of the surroundings are great. The ambiance is great. It's a great place to come to. We have been accused of being Northern Michigan's best-kept secret.
Well, there we go. Best kept secret no more. Now the stateside audience knows about Wellington Farm USA near Grayling. We've been talking to General Manager Howard Taylor. And thank you so much for letting us in on Northern Michigan's best kept secret, Howard.
You're very welcome, and we hope to see you in the very near future.
And you can find more about Sticky Buns Days happening this Saturday and Sunday and all the other activities at Wellington Farm USA. Just go to our website at michiganradio.org.